little bit of background for the people that are not familiar with this before we get started. This is a channeling, and channeling really, from my understanding, is something that anyone can do and everyone really does do in one form or another. Channeling is just being in a state where you kind of get out of your own way, stop analyzing. When you're really in the moment, when you're doing something you love to do, and you're just letting that energy flow, in essence, that's a channeling state. So when an actor becomes the part, when a singer is lost in the song, in a sense, they're in a channeling state. Now, that state can be used to access other levels of your own consciousness and apparently other consciousnesses as well. So it's not something that's really unique to one or two individuals. Everyone has the capacity, but it just really depends on what your focus is, what you want to do with that particular creative energy as you allow it to come through you. This particular channeling started and wound up happening to come through in this way based on an incident that happened 25 years ago. I live in Los Angeles, and I had in 1 week, 25 years ago, on two different occasions, two different very close broad daylight UFO sightings with friends present both times. First time it was only about 150 feet away, the second time it was only about 70 feet away. Both times an equilateral triangular ship, dark metallic in color, about 30 feet on a side. After having seen something that blatant, and there was no question as to what we were seeing and no question that it didn't come from here, that really piqued my curiosity to find more out about UFOs, and so I began to do a lot of investigation and a lot of research. Now back then, there wasn't a lot of books on the subject, and what books there were usually lumped on the bookshelf with other metaphysical books, psychic functioning, channeling, and so forth. So looking at UFO books, I eventually ran across all the other subjects. 10 years after the UFO sightings, I was introduced to another channel who was practicing at the time in Los Angeles, and eventually the entity coming through that channel offered to teach channeling for whoever might be interested in a class. Now, I went into the class not because I thought I wanted to be a channel. I just wanted to do more research and understand more about what channeling was and find out how such a thing could be taught. But in the class, which was basically a series of guided meditations to make you more receptive to accessing information, either from your own higher self or other levels of your consciousness or whatever, while in a receptive state in those guided meditations, I received what appeared to be, or what felt like, a telepathic message from Bashar and his people. In that one instant, an actual memory came back that I had made an agreement to do this with Bashar somewhere along the line, before this life possibly, and that the other thing I instantly understood was that the UFO sightings that I had seen had been shown to me on purpose to get me to move in the direction I needed to go so that I would be ready to fulfill the agreement when the time came. The message basically was, now that you remember we made this agreement and now that you know it's time to begin, is this something you still want to do? It was still offered as a choice. I had to think about it for a while because I wanted to make sure I wasn't just like hallucinating as some sort of side effect from the meditations. Eventually, I got enough unsolicited outside validation that something real was happening, whatever it was. And I began to realize, well, it doesn't really matter if Bashar is really an extraterrestrial, if this is just another aspect of my own consciousness. What was important was that the information seemed to have the ability to help people make positive and constructive changes in their lives, and for that reason, I decided it would be a worthwhile thing to do. And now here I am, 15 years later, still doing it, and I've done it around the world. So as long as it continues to seem to still help people, that's why I do it. I say that also because I want especially new people to understand that there's nothing about this that insists that you have to believe that Bashar is a separate being from myself. I have no way of proving it to anyone. And so what I really ask people to focus on is the information. And if it's something that helps you, if you feel you can apply it in your life and make a difference, that's what it's for. If you feel you can't, you will get what you need somewhere else. I'm absolutely sure of that. So this is really all about just participating, interacting, getting ideas and information and perspectives that can maybe help you make changes in a way that you want to a little bit more rapidly. Because certainly Bashar, those that are familiar with him know, he does have a relatively unique perspective. And those that are also familiar with him know that he doesn't really beat around the bush. He's pretty direct. And he's also pretty grounded about delivering information in a practical way that you can use in physical reality. He understands that we are physical. He has actually got a physical presence himself. And he knows that it can't remain in a philosophical level. It's got to be grounded in practical methods and understandings that will make a difference here. So that's really his forte. Just a brief note, the word Bashar itself is not literally his name. They don't have names. In their society, they're telepathic, as he's explained it. They don't need names. But as we often say, he knew that we would need to call him something other than Hey You. So when the moment of telepathic contact first occurred, the word Bashar came along with it. I have since understood that it is actually an Arabic word. I am assuming it was chosen because part of my heritage is Arabic, but I don't speak a word of Arabic. I had no idea what it meant. Eventually, someone who did speak Arabic said that the meaning of the word Bashar is messenger of good tidings. So it's obviously very appropriate to what he's doing, and we use it for convenience as his name. So he'll respond to it as such. The methodology here is pretty informal. I will go into the altered state. That will allow the connection to be made. Now, Bashar is not here. He's not inhabiting my body. I don't believe this actually happens with any channeling. What I understand from what Bashar has explained is that as my frequency changes, he changes his frequency. Mine raises to meet his level, his lowers to get closer to ours. Somewhere in the middle, the frequencies meet. When they meet, they lock and synchronize. So what you're getting here is a model of his consciousness, a model of his personality formed out of my consciousness here. But it is a good device to allow him to communicate, and that's basically what I have been trained to do, is be receptive to allowing that to come through. When he comes through, it will take a minute for the transition to occur. He will probably talk for a few minutes on something he feels is important for the group, just to lay a foundation or a groundwork. But the majority of the session, for whatever time it's going to be, a couple of hours or so, will be for you for questions and answers. New people, it does not matter what you ask. I'll say it again. It doesn't matter what you ask. It can be personal. It can be cosmic. It doesn't matter what the subject is. If it's important to you, then don't hesitate. If you are not uncomfortable, if it's okay for you to share it in front of a group, there is no other reason to hold it back, okay? Don't think it's silly. Don't think it's stupid. Don't think it's not important enough. If it's important to you, it's important. So bring it up, okay? That's the ground rules. The last ground rule is just have fun. The more fun you have with him, the more fun he will have with you. You will find he does have a sense of humor. but he will come on very direct and very strong. That is just simply an indication of the level of conviction that they have about their belief systems and their reality. Nothing about that in any way, shape, or form should be an imposition on you to think that you have to believe the same way. That's just the way they are. But be direct, have fun, and that's really all there is to it. So thank you again for coming. I don't think there's anything else I need to say. Yes? No? Okay. I think I did it all? Okay. Sometimes I start getting fuzzy before things, so I sometimes forget things. But thanks again, and I'll see you later. Bye. Just do remember, please, to, when you get into this seat, speak clearly so everyone can hear.
good day to you this day of your time. How are you all? Once again, we will take this opportunity, first of all, to thank each and every one of you for allowing this transmission to occur through this particular window and in this particular method at this time. Once again, each and every time, your civilization allows our civilization to communicate with you in this manner. It affords us an opportunity to experience, through each and every one of you, another aspect, another facet of the infinite. And this expands our understanding of all the different ways that creation can present itself. And so we thank you for this gift of sharing. We would like to begin this transmission with the following brief ideas to lay a little bit of what you call a foundation.